Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And here it comes to the left here is Walker onto Johnston. A little grubber for himself. But, oh, Harry Grant's back there in the corner. He's everywhere. Yeah. He just bats it over.
I love watching him play. I could sit here all night and watch Harry Grant play rugby league. He's just in everything. And what's good about watching him live is the stuff he does off the ball. That is just... He's a rugby league player. He's just a full-on rugby league player whose passion is the
What's
game.
What's he doing there? He's come from the middle of the field. Yeah. He's basically pushed Nicho Hynes, the fullback, out of the way.
Then I'll get it for
to
you.
Push that one dead. Yeah.
So 50-0. Melbourne. Stay back. Jeez. Haven't been challenged at this end too often. Wait. Remember the first 15, 20 minutes? Souths were right in this contest. Here's a short restart for Melbourne. Well, now they are taking the piss as the ball bounces and goes back to South Sydney. They don't want to give South. They're like the big brother. They're not just going to let South have anything. And South, luckily for them, got the bounce. And they bring it back here, but they go nowhere the first couple of plays. Geez, Jai Arrow, he's the one bunny that has tried hard. And he's met centre field. Comes to the right, Hawkins onto Totola. And Totola here buried by this Melbourne defence. On the 10-metre line, just right of the post. He's Cook. He throws back to the left. Away now to Marshall. Marshall shovels it onto Walker. Walker produces a pass out here to the number four in Gagai. And he's wrapped up. In fact, that's Braden Burns out there. And he plays it a South more sideways than forwards here. Tom Burgess buried in front of the post. So last tackle. Last tackle for South. And you suspect their last chance. Tom Burgess injured in a tackle that involved Harry Grant here in front of the post. Well, they can't have this, South. The beating they can get over, but they can't lose one of their key players as Burgess rolls over. He's in agony. Absolute agony. He's not sort of clutching any particular region here.
It looks like
he's got a burner or something.
He's trying to move his left finger, so he might have something to do. He might have copped a shot there from Asofa Solomona on that left AC joint. He might have lost feeling in his fingers and his arm, but he's got that back now and he'll play the ball and we'll get on with the last 3 minutes.
Look who's underneath him there with all the boots and that walking over him. Harry Grant.
So he's okay, just a burner. Last tackle, Cook to the left of Walker. Oh, he's thrown it into the head of a teammate and somehow got six again there as Johnston.
Knock on Melbourne. Knock on Melbourne in flight.
Okay, so you heard the call from Grant Atkins. And, Grant's a bit cranky today. And they're going to challenge us, Melbourne. Grant, you're part Melbourne of history. Josh Adokar scored six in a game. He's been a bit
shirty.
Yeah, I think so.
Doesn't seem to be enjoying the occasion.
No.
As we go back to the replay, he goes right into the line, Cody Walker, trying to ignite something down this left-hand side, and it's Smith just gets a hand on that before it goes into the head there of Kalau Matangi.
Are we sure that it was touched? That's obviously the challenge. So,
oh,
jeez.
Yeah, there's not a lot in that, is there, Dan?
Well, the angles aren't great, to be fair, here to the video.
From the front-on angle, it looked like he swung it around and hit it.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the ball deviates off its path.
Chris Lewis's right hand.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's about the first thing Melbourne have done wrong all night. Buggered up that challenge, 50-0. And,
yep.
Are you doing the Dally M tonight, Gertz?
The challenge is unsuccessful.
You imagine if
that'd be a tough call.
Well, you know, because I was.
It would be a tough call.
Honestly,
really tough.
Because Adokar hasn't had to work hard for most of those tries.
No, that's exactly right.
So.
You'd have to get 1 point.
okay.
At least.
Wait there to the call, okay?
Six tries.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Oh, since 1950. He should get 3-2-1.
We'll be watching when we read the paper on Monday. I hope the person who has it doesn't stuff it up. Is Dean Hawkins. Comes to the right now. Marshall turns it inside to Gagai, and Gagai is put down. And now on the next play, he's Cook. Throws left. Oh, they're rushing up on Arrow. They're mauling him. They are so determined not to lose this zero score against the Melbourne as Totola now carries it forward, but straight into Asifa Solomona. Bromwich there as well. Play back for Cook. Throws to the right, through the hands. Here's Marshall. On it goes to Walker. Puts in a kick towards the sideline. Oh, it's so close. Gagai, he got his hand to it, and it's close. The ref's going to send it up as no try. And Gagai doesn't look all that confident.
Can we just confirm the touches, the goal line
before? Yeah, from here 100 metres away, it did look like it hit the line first. And
Okay, we're going to follow through, Ray.
Well, it looked too big off the boot as we go back to the replay, but it stops. Somehow it just pitches up there and gives Gagai a chance just to get there late. Hines thought it was going to go out and ready to escort it over the sideline. But Gagai just gets in underneath him there. And, yeah, that's well and truly out. And
the ball is grounded out.
And the kick, just had a little bit too much pepper on it there from Walker. He knew. He turned and walked straight back to the mark. So, again, South Sydney just not able to convert their opportunities. Some good defence there from the Melbourne Storm, who just have been complete in every area of the game tonight, as Harry Grant there gets pulled back and takes the football back from Jennings. 1 minute and a half to go, and I'll just see this one out. The Melbourne Storm probably put it into touch.
Well, let's see if they show any adventure to try and get out of car 7. 50 to nil on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Them rocking the footy for Mackers and for Ream Hotwater. Here's Hines, and he's just happy to take the tackle centre field. A minute and a half to go. We'll take the Channel 9 interviews. We can't do our own interviews anymore because we can do one because of the bubble. Okay. All right, so we'll take one from them, and then we'll take whatever we get from 9 as they work it upfield here with Kenny Bromwich. And he goes up the left edge, 40 metres out. So a couple of plays left here as Munster throws it across field. Kafusi now to Hines. Hines holds it out in front of him. Remus Smith overran him, so Hines just had to take the tackle himself. And he's stopped 5 in from touch, 30 metres from the try line. So we've opened up this left side again. That's where Otto Carr is poised. Here's Grant. Just dumps it inside to, Jesse Bromwich. Does he ever get tired? That bloke, he's met 25 out. Last play. This might be the last chance for Otto Carr. Munster holds it up. Gives it to Ollam. Ollam with the grubber. Oh, here comes Otto Carr. But just getting there in time was Walker. 1 metre out. And Walker, he'll be so happy when this full-time siren goes. And it looks like Melbourne are going to keep South to 0. The last time South kept scoreless in a game, 2016, as South get a penalty here with 10 seconds left. They lost to North Queensland in Cairns, 20-0. And the last time they scored 50 was in Melbourne back in 2017, 64-4. They lost to the Storm. Melbourne last kept the team scoreless, 2019 finals against Parramatta, 32-0. And they last scored 50 4 weeks ago against Canterbury. But hang on, South here, can they get on the scoreboard? They're spreading it as it comes from Braden Burns. He throws a loose pass, off a boot, into touch, and that is it. A 50-0 shellacking. And the night belongs to Josh Adokar, who enters the history books. Only 2 players have ever scored more tries in a game that has been going over 100 years. 6 tries, 4 in the first half, 2 in the second. And he does something that has not been done since 1950, 71 years, as Melbourne, 6 wins in a row, and South Sydney's 7-game winning streak comes to a abrupt end, as abrupt as it gets. They have Cronulla next week in Magic Round, and then a double which is going to test them, Penrith in Dubbo and Parramatta here in round number 12. Melbourne in Magic Round, they've got the Dragons, and then they've got Canberra in the capital. So all of a sudden, Gerds, Parramatta are doing well.
Yep.
And they're taking all before them, really. But it does. The grand final rematch is looking, well, increasingly more likely by the week.
Yeah, just an astonishing performance tonight from the Melbourne Storm. Came out in that first half and took them a while to click into gear. The first 10 or 15 minutes looked a little bit clunky. You know, played with a lot of width in really tough conditions. And even though they weren't coming up with errors, their passes just weren't crisp, and it just took them a little while to get into sync. And on the back of just a couple of opportunities created from nowhere, It was a Olam little kick for Adokar's first try, and then, you know, heading down the right side, and then a little bit of luck for their second try. And on the back of that, they just started controlling the middle. South Sydney thought, you could see then, they thought it was going to be a long night. And then Melbourne just able to score tries from their own end, and then didn't really need to build any pressure and had an absolute night out. Didn't allow South Sydney to breathe at all in that second half, and just a really professional performance.
All right, we're going to hear from some of the players after this. Well done to the Storm, 50-0 over South. Triple M rocking your Thursday night footy.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Oh, they're going that way. Munster on the high. Hides the bullet. And Munster fight. Oh,
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Let's go through these try scorers. It won't take long. Josh Adokar, 6. George Jennings, 2. Jerome Hughes, 1. Brandon Smith, 1. 10 tries, 50-0. Melbourne over South, 50-0. Oh, my God. MG, Gerds, Dan here. Emma Lawrence will have an interview for us shortly as we do Triple M footy for Maccas and for Ream Hot Water. Now, something I should have mentioned earlier, but the Ampol State of Origin is back. The series kicks off at the G, June 9. It's only a month away, Gerds. The Blues will seek redemption while the Maroons, your victors, your reigning victors, they'll try and kick the series off by claiming Melbourne as their own.
I think we've got a bit of a good record.
I was going to say, I think the Blues own the Maroons down there. Mm. So secure your seat for games 1, 2, and 3 at nrl.com/tickets now. Geez, when you got the likes of Grant and Munster in the form they're in, you know Queensland are going to be as formidable as usual. Because one thing is for sure, when players pull on that Origin jersey, you will witness the rivalry like no other, a rivalry not to be missed.
Yeah, great series ahead, Dan. Really exciting. I mean, no one knew what was going to happen last year, and I think given the fact that it was played at the end of the year and you know, there was a lot of players that were transitioning in and out of different sides, and there was, you know, it was a bit of a surprise result, I think, which kept it interesting. This year, you know, both sides are going to go in with red-hot sides, and it's going to be a real contest.
Are you riding South off, MG?
Oh, look, history will say they can't win the comp, but, geez, they had some troops out tonight. They had some really heavy hitters out.
Yeah.
No.
It is only round 8. I think if you get beaten in round 25,
Maybe even second round. Yeah. You know, once you pass the Origin after that, maybe. I'm not riding them off.
Let's go to Emma Lawrence.
Yes, I've got Harry Grant with me. Harry, congratulations. What was more impressive, the 50 or the nil?
Probably the nil, and probably our completions rate, really. I think that's something we've really wanted to work on over the last few weeks, and just to be able to put a full 80 minutes together, it's pretty pleasing.
And talk me through the decision starting off the bench. What did Bellyache chat to you about that during the week? What was the thought process?
He was pretty upfront with me early in the week. He just sort of asked me for my thoughts, and I just said, mate, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. So, I think he just said sort of a couple of short turnarounds, and just the fact that we sort of have the squad to sort of chop and change and do that with not only myself, but also the starting middles and the bench middles. It's a pretty good thing for our squad.
Foxy, 6 tries. How do you sum that up? He's going to be talking about that all week, surely.
Yeah, he will. He was calling the override call there in the last 7-8 minutes. I think he was chasing a 7th, so try to get him at that last 7th one, but unfortunately couldn't get it.
Hey, what about those one-on-one steals? Is that something you guys practice?
Not really. I think it just sort of comes in the game, and there's a couple of strong boys in our side, so when it sort of presents itself, it's a big positive for us.
And then having a few beers tonight, you'd be allowed, no doubt, after that one?
My body's my temple, so I'll go home and have a few waters.
Yeah, sure. All right, enjoy, Harry. Thank you.
Thank you, Emma Lawrence, there with Harry Grant, who didn't sound too pleased to be starting off the bench, but it's a lovely luxury for...
Oh, yeah, I think that's where they're at their best, I think, at the moment. Keep him out of harm's way in that first 20.
Yeah.
And then bring him on and let him do his freestyle type of... rugby league.
Yeah, because he can't help but get involved, can he, when he's on early and he comes out of the line and he gets involved in those collisions, and I mean, you know, at some point it's going to happen, but while you can preserve him with Origin and everything coming his way after coming off that injury and they're winning footy games, why not?
All right. Well, we'll just wait for another interview or two before we wrap things up. But
I don't think you can write the Bunnies off, Dan. You know, with that much talent on the sideline, and we just know how easy it is for sides, you know, with the current conditions, just to... Once they get in the lead, you know, they just blow sides away. They control the football. Their completion rate today was 90-something percent, wasn't it?
Yeah,
90%. They just didn't give the Bunnies a chance. So you put, you know, some of those guys that are out of that Bunnies side and give them a little bit of football, and you put Reynolds back in so they get those controls back, and Latrell, who can, like what Melbourne do, just creates something out of nothing when it's needed, when nothing's happening in the middle. They break games apart, those guys, so... they're going to be as dangerous as anyone on their day.
One day a player or a coach is going to get that question. Are you happy with the 50 or the nil? And they're going to say, you know what? We're bloody happy with 50.
I'm happy with 50, both.
50 was really good.
Yeah.
Against a gun team, to put 10 tries on them, it's really bloody good. But anyway, Josh Addo-Carr went from 5 tries to 11. So he goes to the top with Brett Morris. Fifita on 9, Mike Acevo on 9 tries, poor Ryan Pappenhausen, he's had to watch all this. He was in front at one point, wasn't he? Or he was close to. He's on 8. Johnston is on 8. Coates, Thompson, Gutherson, Tedesco all on 7. Whoever wins, it's going to be like a Nathan Blacklock type 27 tries in a year, Phil Blake type number, the way we're going. Well, because what are we in round 9 and that O'Carr's up to 11? I know Origin's going to muck it around a bit because players will miss games, but boy, oh boy, we're going to have some huge numbers. I think we're just about done, gentlemen. I think we're just about done.
Well done. We witnessed history tonight.
We sure did. And you did it while you were boiling. You had a woolen jumper on.
Yeah, it was cold.
And our air conditioner's busted.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
I mean, you're the real MVP tonight.
I was cold when I left Penrith, and I thought, okay, it'd be nice in the big box. They gave us the little one.
Yeah.
But anyway, have a good call tomorrow over the weekend. Love your footy, and see you next week.
See you, MG. See you, Gerds.
See you, guys. Bye.
Thank you to Emma Lawrence. Well done to Addo-Carr, Josh Addo-Carr, and the Melbourne Storm. What a night. 50 points to nil. Here are the highlights for Qualify Me, and they might go for a little while.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me.
Gets it to Olam, still the last, a little grubber. Addo-Carr coming through. Addo-Carr got there. That's a wonderful Melbourne try. Short, and he's already got 2. Green the dummy. He's got Hines looming up. Green goes for the corner. Oh, he's got Addo-Carr. Addo-Carr's got 3. Addo-Carr and the 26-minute hat-trick. He straightens his throat. He's into the backfield. Now it's in front of him. Good! 5. Hughes out to Kenny Bromwich. On the line. Quick hands to Addo-Carr. Here he goes. Addo-Carr has 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Smith looks to go right, then changes his mind, goes left to Munster, cutting back infield. Oh, he threatened before he was chopped down. Last tackle, Brandon Smith goes for the line, scores. Oh, that's so good, that's so efficient. He's had Addo-Carr coming as Remus Smith picks it up. Oh, he went himself and has brought down 15 out. Oh, here Hawkins almost put himself in the bin, wouldn't get off. Here we go, next play, out it comes. And it's George Jennings on the right side who gets it and strolls over. Master Jennings. Jennings has got a chance here. Oh, Jennings strolls over.
He dropped it.
No, he might have got this down, you know. He's got this down. It looked really awkward, MG. You're right. But he has squeezed this over the line. Left up right. Here we go. They're aiming for Addo-Carr. Here's Munster. On it goes Olam. And Addo-Carr has 5. Josh Addo-Carr has 5 tries.
Here we go.
Oh, they're going that way. Munster on the line. Hides the bullet. And Olam bumps off one. Yeah. On the way. A 50-0 shellacking. And the night belongs to Josh Addo-Carr.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au.
for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.